like traveling on. Yes, I feel like traveling on and on. Yes, I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and bare. Yes, I feel like traveling on. The Lord has been so good. Yes, the Lord. I know the Lord has been so good to me. Yes, I feel like traveling on until that blessed home I see. Yes, I feel like traveling on. Oh, yes, I feel like traveling on and on. Yes, I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. Yes, I feel like traveling on. It's glittering towers. It's glittering towers, the sun outside. Yes, I feel like traveling on that heavenly mansion. Shall be mine. Yes, I feel like traveling on. Oh, yes, I feel. Yes, the Lord has been so good to me.
Yes, I feel like traveling on
until that blessed home I see. Yes, I feel.
I just want to stand up and say thank God for everything that he has done.
Yes.
And that song is so, so true. We all feel like traveling on. And I just got up here to say two praise reports. One was I haven't had to have any meds for the last month.
Amen.
Totally forgot about it. totally forgot about it. And I was like, wait a minute, I don't have to take medicine to walk. I better come up and say, praise you, Lord. And then the other thing is my sister-in-law just called me on my way here. My niece is in rehab right now. She has full use of her arm. We're waiting on her eyesight. You know, and she's only 30-something. She's such a battle, you know. But we just thank God. And that's what my sister-in-law, she said, you tell them, give them a praise report.
Amen.
That she is fine, that the Lord is good and he's faithful.
Amen.
And so what was coming to me this last week is unwavering faith.
Amen.
You know, what does that look like? What when you're not wavered and you're standing, yeah. And I looked up the word unwavering because it touched me so much. But the only couple of things that really stood out to me was you're decided.
Amen. Yeah.
You know, it's part of you. Mm-hmm. You decided not to be unwavering.
Right.
You know, you decided to stand on his word.
Right.
And then, now I'm getting that nervous up here now. But,
me too.
And then the other one is tireless.
Right.
You keep going.
Right.
You know, no matter what you see, you're not wavering because he is a God. He is faithful. Amen. His word stand. It is his word. He is true to his word.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to say. Why are we wavering? Amen. He is God. He's not like man. He doesn't have to lie. You know, he's created the universe. So it's like, why are you wavering over, first of all, do you believe I'm God? Let's just start there. If you believe I'm God, then why are you wavering?
Yeah.
What is it that you don't think I can do?
Come on.
You know, and so then the other one that really stood in front is relentless. You know, and I was like, man, this is just so powerful. You know, that just in that one unwavering. You know, and then the other one is persistent.
Amen. Yeah.
And then sustained.
Amen. That's right.
And then the other one is unshakable.
Amen.
So it's like you have your stake and you just stand there. No matter what somebody tell you, and that's the same thing I told my sister-in-law, because I'm not one for details. You know, they'll start saying, oh, she has this. Don't tell me that. I know the doctors put a name on it, but I know the true doctor that created the body.
Right.
So you can keep all of that to yourself. You know, I said, I just know the answer and I know who has the final answer.
Right.
So just, I don't need to know.
Amen.
And so every time they call me, I was like, keep your details. Because God's greater than any word a man can put on what you have.
Yeah.
I said, they're just made up words anyway. I'm not trying to say it's not true because it is a pattern to certain things. Cancer has a certain pattern. That's how they know what it is. But we also know who's the greater creator. We know who's the best doctor that created doctors, that created this earth.
So, created a body.
Call it what you want. Call it what you want. Cancer, diabetes, whatever. It all has a name because it has a pattern. But the one that created it all, he said, I created everything for myself, by myself. So I just give him all the glory and the praise.
Amen.
Because he is worthy.
Yeah. My mind is made up. I'm on my way up. Gonna hold my head up. I'm going on with the Lord. My mind is made up. I'm on my way up. I'm gonna hold my head. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This joy that I have,
this joy that I have.
Oh, I know the world didn't give it to me. So if the world didn't give it, the world can't take it away.
My mind is made up.
I'm on my way.
I don't find anything different to what Michelle just said.
Amen.
I've read the Bible pretty thorough.
Come on.
I don't see no reason to doubt, no reason to fear, no reason to take down for the devil at all.
Amen.
You know, sometimes just feel like boasting a little bit.
Yeah, sure. Do it a little bit.
You know, I was thinking about nutrition a little bit this week, you know. You know, healthy people eat healthy.
Yeah, that's it.
They don't eat healthy and become healthy.
No.
They eat healthy because they're healthy.
Yeah.
You know, a true believer, he's got a certain diet.
Yeah.
He eats right.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, you know, I don't miss church.
No.
I eat. I don't miss church. I might, three services a year, maybe. Your Brother Bram said, when the door's open, you be there.
Be there.
You know, the Bible says, forsake not the assembly yourself. You know, you want to eat, you got to belly up to the table and eat.
Yes.
Don't sit there and miss meals. Now, in the natural, we could maybe a few, we could afford to miss a few. But not in the spiritual. Eating makes you healthy. You can't get fat here.
Uh-uh.
You can't get too much here. They can eat themselves to death out there.
Yeah.
And basically because they're eating the wrong food.
Yeah.
But when you find something that's good, you find something that makes you healthy, strong, then chow down.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for the revelation of this word. It made me who I am.
Yeah.
It made me healthy.
Amen.
It just makes me healthy. I feel like a strong man.
Amen.
I feel like a healthy man.
Amen. Amen.
You know, the devil don't mess with me much.
No.
He really don't. You know, and some of that is age, and some of that you learn his tricks a little more, but it's mainly because I'm healthy.
Because I'm healthy.
You know, you're walking along, you got your shoulders back, and you got muscles bulging.
Yeah.
There ain't too many bullies to pick on you.
Yeah.
They say, I'll pick somebody else. I'll find somebody not so healthy.
Yeah.
But when I'm strong, and I'm standing strong,
amen,
and I hold my head up,
amen,
I'm on my way up, and I know it.
Amen.
My Lord, devil don't mess with me a whole lot. He really don't. You know why? Because I stay out of that darkness.
Yeah.
I hold to the light.
I hold to the light.
He's dwelling in darkness. Don't get over there.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I said, you're no match for the devil on his territory.
That's right.
But devil's no match for me on this territory.
Yeah. All right.
When I stay where I'm supposed to be, the devil can't. Amen. Devil's no threat to me.
Uh-uh.
He's no threat to a believer.
Not at all.
A believer ain't going to chow down on his garbage.
Mm.
A believer eats right. A believer knows who he is.
Amen.
I'm thankful to be strong.
Amen.
And I won't take a backseat to the devil for nothing.
Amen.
Won't do it at all.
No.
I'm victorious.
Amen.
They said something, I think it was the preacher there last Wednesday. They said something about that, you know, the devil don't call me to tremble. I cause him to tremble.
Yeah.
He don't give me trouble. I give him trouble.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Sister Johanna.
I was just sitting there and I was singing that song. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me.
No,
the world can't take it away.
Right.
And I'm so thankful. I was talking to my mom today, and there she was dealing with some people, and she was just shocked how not nice they are.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's the world for you, though.
Yeah.
I was like, they can't find joy in any situation. They can't overcome themselves to do anything.
Right.
And I was thinking, this place puts that in us. And
yeah,
I was thankful for it. And I was listening to the Brother Bram quote of the day today. He was talking about how you touch Jesus. It's not just touching Jesus, it's how you do it. Because some people hit him, some people touch the hem of his garment. Some people just touched him to just like, hey, let's see if this works. But you don't do that. You go in full faith and like, this is God and I'm touching God right now.
Yes.
And I'm expecting results. And I want to do that every service. I want to come here and I want to touch God right. I want to get a hold of him the right way.
Amen.
And I want him to just have an impact in my life. And I'm just thankful for this place because it grounds me when nothing else in this world can do it. And it's a neurotic age, and you go to these schools. I've been volunteering lately, and even these little kids have big demons.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's just a, like you said, evil world out there. But I'm thankful for the armor of God that I can put on, and I can put down my kids. I'm just thankful for this place. I'm thankful for husband who puts this first because
Amen.
He really blesses our home.
Amen.
And I'm thankful for that. And I'm even blessed that I have an extended family. I have my sisters, I have my brothers, I have my kids. There's nowhere that I go that I can't talk about this word.
Right.
And I'm just thankful for this peace, and I'm thankful for this service, and I'm expecting great things. I'm excited already.
Amen. I'm going to testify real quick. I was thinking, I was just praising God. You guys be seated. I'm talking for about 2-3 minutes at the most. But I was just, you know, I appreciate that testimony my mom gave because the one of the things that she said there was that, you know, you made up your mind.
Yeah.
You're unwavering because you made up your mind. You made up your mind. And I thought, you know, I could sit up here and talk to him, I'm blue in the face about how God has blessed me, yeah. And he has blessed me.
Yes, he has.
And I know those examples, and I live with those examples, and they Amen. Increase my faith. But when I come here,
yeah.
and Amen. I'm surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses,
yes, yes.
I'm surrounded by people that know God can yeah. move, that are unwavering, just like I'm unwavering. Yeah. It does nothing but strengthen me. I may be strong out there, but when I get in here, I get stronger.
Oh, right.
I, you can see me out there and go, man, that's a prayer warrior. That's somebody that never lets anything get him. But you come in here, and I get stronger.
Right.
And I just get so strong where I'm ready for the devil.
Amen.
I wish he would say something. The brother even said, he said, he don't want these hands. You don't want me praying for something because it's going to happen.
Come on.
You know, I thought, you know, and even an example, I thought, man, Kara and AJ, yeah. when no matter what was going on, she made a decision. Yeah. Yeah. She said, you know what? They gave me a scripture.
Right,
and I'm going to hold on to that promise.
Amen.
You said that if I pray when I'm having a blood issue,
yes.
if I just say this scripture, no matter what's going on, oh, AJ could be a wreck. She could be a wreck. The baby could be a wreck. Situations could be a wreck. And she said, no, Lord, but you said, you said if I do this, you are obligated to move.
Promise.
Right, your promise. And then when you're holding the baby, you've got 9 months of example after
Amen.
Example that
Amen.
You held to God's word. Every time you look at the baby, it's a blessing.
Yes.
It's a reminder no matter what you're going through. It should, that's why it's even hard for a believer home to even have a bad day.
Yeah.
I almost don't believe you're a believer when you're having too many bad days. Because you don't even know. You're not standing on the word.
Right.
You've got too many examples around you that should be just lifting you up every time. I see somebody like a brother John, and he can probably have different things going on in his life. And I go, but brother, I see your kids with you.
Right.
I remember when you prayed. I remember when you doubted. I remember when you thought nobody could hear you. I remember when you thought God wasn't there for you, and now you got your kids with you.
Right.
That's an example to me. I can see it. I go, God is listening.
Yes, sir.
God is answering.
Yes, sir.
God is healing. We get so many healings. Like my mom said, she said, you know, I forgot that I prayed that I couldn't walk. She just running around the church forgot that she asked for no medication. She forgot. We get so blessed.
Amen.
I'm just taking a second to say, thank you, Lord, for me. I can just see these examples, and I could go all over the church,
yes.
and we all could go all over the church of all the blessings that God has done. But you should have such a resolve.
Yeah.
That's how Paul even had. He said, I am persuaded
that
not even death, nor things present or to come,
right.
should be able to separate me from the love.
Right.
The love. I got, I know God loves me.
Amen.
There's nothing. I know God loves me. He's proven his love over and over again. I'm standing here as a promised son.
Right.
I'm the manifestation that God loves me.
Yes.
I'm the manifestation that God loves my family.
Amen.
They have no way to get to him but by me.
That's right.
I'm the proof that he loves that family.
Amen.
I'm the proof that he loves them. They can't do me too bad.
No.
They can't do. I'm the proof that he loves them.
Come on. Yes.
I'm the very proof that he loves that lineage.
Right.
I'm the proof that he loves that line.
Amen.
I'm the proof that he loves that generation. I'm the proof of it.
Yeah.
And I look at this and I go, my goodness, sometimes you just need shaking.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen.
Check yourself.
Check yourself. Look at all the stuff that God's already given you.
Yeah.
My goodness, you're so blessed, so spoiled.
Amen.
Oh my, it would be a sin to disbelieve now. And I just thought about that. I thought about those examples, and I'm just looking at every time you see little Henry, it should be just another reminder.
Yes, sir.
When manna was falling from the heavens, every time a drop hit the ground, it should have been another reminder.
Right.
Another reminder. When meat showed up, it should have been another reminder.
Right.
When the rock was following with the water, it should have been another reminder.
Yeah.
So much so that the believers can say, I wholly follow the Lord.
Amen.
I wholly follow him. I can see what he does.
Yes.
I see him in everything. So much so, that's even what Job saw.
Amen.
Job saw him in nature and said,
right,
I know
right.
that my God is real.
Oh,
I know I'll see him face to face.
Amen.
So I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. But I'm out here watching. I'm picking up all these examples. And all these blessings just keep building my faith. I'm looking at it because some people come here and they don't see a miracle.
Yeah, that's right.
I've been here where I've seen people go, well, Brother Childers doesn't like blacks. Okay. You're stupid. You're stupid. I don't even know why that matters. It wouldn't matter if he didn't.
It wouldn't matter
if he didn't. I wouldn't care. He's still preaching the word.
Amen.
I'm still surrounded by miracles. I can go all the way on the other side of that. It doesn't matter if he didn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter to me. I'm truly telling you, it doesn't matter if he didn't like blacks.
That's right.
It wouldn't matter at all. I'm so surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses.
Amen.
You know what? Even they talked about that law. It said grace is so much,
so much higher. Yeah.
That the laws that you're trying to apply are not even in the picture.
Amen.
You say, well, this person does this, this person does that. It doesn't even matter. I'm so much higher.
Amen.
I'm so much higher that it's not even in the picture.
That's right.
I'm surrounded by love everywhere I go. I see God in everybody. I see God in every testimony. I see God in each person.
Amen.
I'm just looking for God. I'm pulling God out
Amen.
Of it.
Right.
If we get the conversation starts going too far away, let's pull it back in here.
Right.
Let's get us back together because that's
Amen.
The only thing that really
Amen.
Holds us. If a friendship starts fraying a little bit, let's put some God back in this.
Yeah.
We need to pour some more word on this. We meet the fellowship around the word. Maybe we just need to keep meeting up at church a little earlier. Let's get to church. Let's get to the house. While we sit beside each other. I'm just telling you how you push word on that thing.
Sure.
Yeah. It'll make it so sweet. And you could do that even in a home.
Amen.
You could be a husband and wife and be arguing and fighting. I'm married. I've been married for over 15 years.
Yeah.
I've had arguments.
Sure.
I've had disagreements.
Never
but we put some word on it, and you'll never know we had a fight.
That's right.
You start pouring some word on it, you'll look back and say, every year was a good year.
Amen.
You start pouring some word on it, I don't see where I had an argument.
Amen.
I don't see where I had a disagreement. Because I look at it and go, you've always believed the Lord.
That's right.
Amen.
I've always believed the Lord. You've only followed the word. I've only followed
Amen.
The word. So give me my mountain.
Right.
That's how I look at this thing. Oh, the scriptures just testify of people that are unmovable, unshakable, unwavering, sustained. I'm self-sustained.
Amen.
I've got the word of God in me that I'm self-sustained. Pastor Moore, you preached about that. Sometimes you talk about having that artesian well. It thing just, I'm never running out. I never run out. I never get dry.
That's right.
My. So I just come here just full and thankful.
Amen.
Oh, we all have all that other stuff, but I'm just thank God that I made it to the house.
Amen.
Made it to the house one more time. God bless you.
Amen.
Go ahead, Brother Dwayne.
Amen.
I promise I'll be quick, but that unwavering faith encourages me because, you know, I pray every morning. I go to work and I pray for seeing my loved ones, and I have to always tell, like, Satan sometimes, like, I'm not crazy.
No.
They've told me to call for these people.
Yeah.
And I know that it's my faith. It's a revelation that's going to let me see them. And I believe that. I really do believe that. And I thank God for this place. And I'm just going to share a quick story just because it's and I'm not giving just flowers because he did good. But about a year and a half ago, Luke was really having trouble in school with, like, some reading. And I remember me and Johanna, it was his birthday, and he said, he prayed because this church teaches our kids to pray. He said, Lord, I want to be smart.
Yeah.
He said, I want to read. And, you know, we believe that they have faith too.
Amen.
They
yeah.
move God.
Yeah.
And you know, this year he has had straight A's every semester.
Amen.
You know, and I'm proud of him because not just because he did good in school, but because, you know, every night when we go to bed, I'm like, who do you got to remember? It's Sister Anna's eyes. It's Sister Keene. They go through the body.
Right.
They hear what you say and they
Amen.
Can touch God. And I'm just so proud of that. And just really quick before I get down, just continue to remember my mom and my sister and Trevor and just Kentucky. Just God touched them. And
Amen.
Yeah.
And just one last thing, there's something on the board in the back for the Wilds. If you're going on Saturday, July 8th, we're going to leave at 8 o'clock, so be here a little bit before then. We're going to be down there for a few hours because the tour is 2.5 hours. So there's about 40-plus of us. We've got the tickets, but if you could get your money per person to Brother John by July, before July starts. So we'll make announcements before it starts, but that's Saturday, July 8th. It'll be here before we know it.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Where is
yeah.
that?
I'm so grateful to be here. The testimonies that's just been coming forth is such a blessing. You know, we truly are spoiled, and we know it.
Right. Yeah.
But I just I wanted to just have you guys just remember my sister. Earlier this afternoon, I found out that there was like a really bad typhoon hitting Guam, and she was sending out messages on Facebook and it was getting pretty bad and stuff. And I just, you know, sent her a message and I said, sis, everything's going to be fine. You know,
yeah.
we are the ones that can call for things
right.
the world just cannot do.
Right.
You know, and these things are just children's bread for us,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
and come what may, just like, you know, Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego said,
yeah.
even if we die,
come on.
Our God is more than able.
Yeah.
We still love him.
Amen.
We still want him,
right.
you know, and I'm just so grateful to have a place of refuge to come to where I can sit like a charger and just charge on that word of God,
Amen.
You know, and I was thinking earlier, you know, earlier today I had kind of faced myself with a question, you know, because I was thinking about all these things that's going on and, you know, my day-to-day this week and just, you know, some things that you normally think about and stuff. And they were kind of getting a little bit bigger than I wanted them to be in my mind, you know. And I was like, this has got to stop. You know, I can't think like this. This is what I'm loaded to the gild with revelation. I got more than enough tools in the bag to handle this, you know. Right, but then really, you know, in that flesh, it don't feel so good, you know. Right. So, like, something like a question came across after just this scripture. It was I call pastor about 1 Corinthians 13:12, you know, talking about looking through a glass darkly, you know. But the question had arisen, and it was like, which is greater, you know, that you know the full plan of God,
right,
or the troubles of this present moment? Not the troubles to tomorrow, not the troubles you already went through, but the present moment. And right there, my problems just seemed like they were miles away. Just in that little bit of word, you know, it only takes a little bit. Amen. When you start thinking like Brother Jay about the goodness of the Lord,
right,
and all that he's done for me. Amen. Oh, my goodness. I can see why we don't miss meals here, right, you know. So I'm just so grateful. I can't wait to hear what God's going to tell us and feed us and stuff. Amen.
Amen, amen, Lord.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Probably the last one.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Mountain, and it
let's praise him.
Oh, it reaches to the highest mountain. You can't go too far, and it flows to the lowest valley. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Let's sing it again. Hey, we only got this night to praise him. And it reaches to the highest mountain. And it flows to the lowest valley. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. One last time. Bow our heads. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for that blood that will never lose its power. Thank you for paying the price, having a lamb slain before the foundation of the world, knowing that we couldn't keep your law. We couldn't be good enough, Lord. We're not righteous in our own. What we have is just filthy rags. But you paid a price. You gave us amazing grace, and we thank you for that. We appreciate you for that. We worship you for that. Oh, I like how the song says it, Lord. I might be on the mountaintop. I might feel good. I might feel like I'm doing right. It'll find me there and help me there. I might be in the valley where it feels like it's a tough time, but I can't go too far away from your spirit. Where shall I flee from you? Thank you for that understanding. Thank you for this service. Thank you for another opportunity to see you in action, to hear from you, Lord. Oh, I didn't come here to see man. I come here to see God tonight. I come here to hear from God. We ask that you talk to us. We ask that you preach to us. You've already testified to us. You've already been singing to us. Oh, Lord, thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your word. Thank you for a spirit of praise. Lord, you're worthy of worship. You're worthy of praise. Oh, we feel strong tonight, Lord. Where's the devil at right now? We send him on his way, Lord. Touch those that need a touch in our body, Lord. Move on. Brother Isaiah's sister, and Lord, thank you for the healing. Thank you for the good reports. Oh, we're standing on your word and thanking you for everything you've done for us. Have your way with the rest of the service. Thank you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and ask. Amen. You may be seated. Good to be here tonight.
Amen.
And see all your wonderful faces. But most importantly, I'm glad I can say I'm here to see God and believe I am seeing God face to face, not looking through a glass darkly. I see him as he is. I see where he's at, what he's doing. And I'm thankful to God for that. Enjoyed the testimonies. Enjoyed the songs. God's good to us. And thank you, Dwayne, for getting that sheet back there. You know, we signed up and been a little while and some people forgot if they signed up or not. So now your name's back there. So you know, and so you'll know that you are signed up and you can pay your part. So don't forget that. But looking forward to it. We had a good time last time we went. As we always say, been enjoying the services, enjoying the Bible studies, enjoying the visitors, enjoying the fellowship, enjoying the Word of God. You know, I've always believed in reading my Bible. I've never stopped, but, you know, I've been reading a little bit more here lately, and I've enjoyed reading my Bible. It, you know, I was sent out with Texas Day, today, you know, there's not hardly a scripture in this Bible that hasn't been preached at some point in time here. But sometimes when you hadn't read that verse or that chapter, you'd forgot that was in there that way. And you're reading, you're like, oh, my Lord, I forgot that was in there. And so, and it was that strong or that good. But God's good to us. And, you know, I enjoyed Sunday service. And Brother Moore, as he always does, he covered a lot of ground. And, you know, it was one of those messages that I just enjoyed. And it's funny, you know, I was thinking how to say it because all of our messages in one sense are simple because God's in simplicity. So it's not that one message is more simple than the other, but I'm not here, I guess what I'm saying, with 20 pages of notes tonight. Maybe that's what I wanted to say. I'm here really with about a page, page and a half, because I'm just here to kind of go over a little bit again what Brother Moore preached. But see, what I know is God doesn't repeat. He brightens up, shines up, whatever you want to say. It's present tense for tonight, you know. But I think what he preached on is so important, right? Because we are in an hour and a time where there was already demons here, but on top of those demons, 200 million were released in this day and age. And it's a neurotic age, you know. I was telling Elise, you know, we call the demons different names, but it's all demons. My kids go to school. The pressure to fit in, demon. The pressure to dress a certain way, demon. COVID, demon. Laziness, demon. Getting tired and maybe not feel like coming to church. Demon. Pressure at work to cause you to get nervous. Demon. Financial worries and the pressures of that. Demons. Drugs. Demons. Alcoholism. Demons. I can name it. Strep throat. Demons. But in this age, it's an age like none other. The fullness of God's here and the fullness of Satan's here. Amen. The good news is we got the fullness of God. Amen. We know and can and have been withstanding the devil. Right. But you know, it will take a fight. It will take a press. Yes, it will. If you have your Bibles with you, turn with me. And if you don't mind, we'll stand tonight. Because yes. I read this scripture, it's going to be another one where Brother Moore's going to want to sit me down in the first 5 minutes, and probably James 2, and probably you elders. But 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, and I'm going to read one verse, and then I'm going to jump over to Philippians, but you just go to Timothy, and I'll read Philippians to you. 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, verse 7. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. And now I'm going to go over to Philippians, the 3rd chapter, verse 14. I press toward the mark. Amen. For the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. My title tonight is A Christian's Walk. Amen. Now that might seem like a strange title to you, but by the time I'm done preaching, it won't seem so strange. Because sometimes the first thing some people think when I say that is only get the good living side of that. And that's part of your walk, but that ain't altogether what I'm talking about tonight. I'm talking about much deeper than that. I'm talking about keeping the faith, fighting a good fight, finishing your course. And I read Philippians, the third chapter there, because I thought, some people have finished their course. But those that haven't, we're on our course, and we're pressing towards the mark of the high calling, still fighting the fight. But this is what a Christian's walk is about, really, every day. Now, I was thinking about each one of the statements in these things, and I got some scripture here that I've used over the years that's helped me fight the devil. I might use some of them, but this thing says you're going to keep the faith. Right. You know, we all do it now. We've learned it from Brother Moore. We look up these words. And to keep something means, no, listen to this. This is good. To guard. to preserve, to be faithful to, and to maintain. Amen. Now, that's what keeping the faith, that's what Paul's saying he's done. Right. Yeah. I've taken the word of God serious. Yeah. It's the most important thing in my life. Amen. I want it right more than I want anything else right. Amen. I don't want to compromise it. I don't want half of it. No. Give me the whole truth. Amen. And nothing but the truth. Amen. Don't pat me on my back to keep me. I want it right down the line, that so to speak. Amen. And I want the word, because you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Amen. And I thought about this word a little bit, and I thought about Revelation, the first chapter. Blessed is he that can understand these writings, right, the time of hand. But it says, and keep.
Yes, sir.
There's something about keeping.
Amen.
And it ain't altogether good living, but it means that you believe and wholly follow the word of God.
Amen.
It means that it can be preached strong, so strong that you'll leave. The devil's not going to shake you. You got to drive your stake, as Sister Michelle testified. And no matter what comes your way, you're grounded.
Amen.
And it starts with a new birth. You can't get anywhere without that start. You might try to mentally keep something. You might keep something for a long time. But if you ain't been born again, it won't last.
Amen.
You must be born again. You must. As Hebrews, the 11th chapter says, it's impossible to please God without faith. And those that are going to have faith must believe that he is. You must believe that there is a God. You got to start right there.
Amen.
You know, like I said, I don't have a lot of notes, but I was thinking this week, you know, all those things Brother Moore said Sunday are nothing but the truth.
Yes.
At the end of the day, though, it's your choice to do it.
That's right.
I was thinking about that this week. God does not make us do anything. He helps us, but he does not make us do anything. He gives us helps. He gives fishes when we need fishes. He gives praise when we need prayers. He gives encouragement when we need encouragement. He'll block a car from hitting you when you don't need to be hit. He'll help us along our way. But at the end of the day, he does not make you do anything. You got to choose for yourself. That's how real it gets. I was making it pretty real to myself studying this week. I had to choose for myself. Independent of what mom and dad were going to do. Independent of what my wife would do. Independent of what my best friend will do. It is me, and me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. I can be up here tonight and preach until I'm blue in the face. And I might have all the choices in the world saying amen and amen to it and believing it. But I can't make you do it. Whatever Brother Moore preached Sunday about standing and standing in this evil age and putting on the whole armor of God, at the end of the day, you got to be the one that amens that word and takes that word and eats that word and applies that word. That's keeping the faith. That's a preserving it. That's guarding it. That means I'm going to actually take it and make it mean something. If you don't apply the medicine, it ain't going to help you. You can go to the doctor all you want, but if you don't take the prescription, it's no good. Why did you go? And that's the same thing. This is the doctor's house. The healer's here. The great physician's here. The one that has the answer to all your problems is right here. Are you willing to take the prescription? Or did you just come and waste my time?
Come on.
Hey, I'm getting paid whether you take the prescription or not.
That's right.
I'm one of them whether you take the prescription or not. You're paying the doctor no matter what.
Yeah.
So whether you take it or not does not impact me. I hope you do. I want you to.
Yeah.
It will help you if you do.
Yeah.
And we'll walk this thing together and encourage one another together.
Yeah.
But whether you walk with me or not,
amen.
I'm going to get paid.
Yeah.
Because I choose to apply.
Yeah.
And I ain't talking about holier than thou. I fell down on my face just as much as anybody else fell down on their face. But I have wholly followed the Lord. I believe this word. And I have applied this word. And that's the only way it's going to help you.
Amen.
It's your choice.
Yeah.
To come to church or not. It's your choice to work hard or not.
Right.
It's your choice to get the right kinds of friends. Right. It's your choice to pick the right kind of spouse. Amen. It's your choice how you're going to dress. It's your choice whether you're going to lie or be honest. It's your choice whether you're going to steal or not steal. It is your choice. Nobody else's. Amen. Now you say that sounds rough. I don't even mean that. That actually brings me joy. Amen. I actually have a choice, Brother James. Amen. I choose to serve God. Amen. As it said in Joshua, choose ye this day whom you will serve. Amen. I choose Christ. Yeah. I choose the Word. Yeah. That's what I want to follow. I am going to keep this faith, and He'll help me keep it. Right. You know, we talk about it's always two sides of the coin. In one sense, it's all Him. On the other side, don't take all my credit. I got a piece to play. I wouldn't be here without His grace. I wouldn't be here without His help. I wouldn't be here without His Word. I wouldn't be here without His preaching. But at the same time, the reason why I can say all those things is because I've applied all those things to my life.
Amen.
If I didn't take His Word, I wouldn't know how to thank Him for His grace. If I didn't believe His Word, I wouldn't be here tonight. So it goes hand in hand. He'll help you. He's going to give you His grace. He's going to heal you. He's going to do all kinds of things for you. He'll supply you with all your needs.
Amen.
At the end of the day, you still got to choose. That's why I was thinking about that a little bit after you preached Sunday, Brother Moore. Because everything you said was nothing but the truth. Everything you said was good medicine. Everything you said would make somebody better. Everything you said would help somebody along their way. I believe every word of it, and I have nothing against it. But you know what? But you for yourself have got to be able to say, agree with, you got to say that for yourself. I'm saying it for myself tonight, but I can't say it for you. You got to choose whether you're going to serve God. God could come in here and say, now don't walk out of here too many times. You hit and miss, the devil's going to pull you out of here. And that is nothing but the truth. But you got to shake yourself and say, wait a minute. I know what I got. I know I've been born again. When you're going through that trial that's so hard and you feel so down, you got to shake yourself. See, that hit me really strong. I have other eagles that will encourage me. I have people that will help me. I have people that will give me money when I need food. I have people that will encourage me when I need it. But at the end of the day, it's still a personal relationship between me and God. Brother Moore can come drop food to me all the molting season, but if I don't eat it, I ain't doing no good. You can come give me money because I've lost my job and I need to eat. But if I don't take it and buy food,
right.
It does me no good.
Right.
That's how real it is.
Right.
You got to take the medicine and apply it.
Amen.
It's your choice you're going to marry.
Amen.
You know, it used to be when that was a law to me, when it was legalism. I didn't think it was my choice. I thought, well, if I don't do this, what will people think? And I'm not holding God's word. But I one day finally realized, wait a minute, that's the truth.
Yeah.
But it ain't a law that's going to make me lose this thing. This is your choice.
Yes.
I ain't going to make you marry somebody. You're going to marry who you want to marry.
Yeah.
It's your choice to marry the right kind of person.
That's right. You can't choose the wrong kind.
You can't choose the wrong kind. I'm going to get back to the scripture here, but the point I'm just trying to make, this medicine, so to speak, this word, this truth, it is nothing but the truth. And I believe it in such a way. I'm up here preaching to you. Take it. Eat it. Apply it. It'll help you. I'm up here trying to give you the same kind of medicine. At the end of the day, you're the one that's got to go home and open up the bottle and take the pill according to instructions. Some say take one day daily as needed. Some say take twice a day. Some say take three times a day. Some times they give you liquid because you can't swallow it. But at the end of the day, you got to follow the instructions.
Yeah.
To the point where if you stop an antibiotic too early, you got to take the whole instruction. You got to go all the way. Or it won't work. That's what keeping the faith is. Oh, you can amen. You can have all the mechanics in your life all you want. You can come to church every Sunday. You can come to church every Wednesday. You can sing. You can raise your hands. But I've seen people do that for 20 years and walk out of here. At the end of the day, you got to have those mechanics mixed with the dynamics. You got to apply this thing. The word and spirit's got to become one, and it's got to become one in your life. It's more than just mechanics. It's a true amen of the word of God. It's a live voice. It's a living word of God in your very own life. Living, breathing word of God. See, that's the thing about reading the Bible. You didn't read a Bible, it didn't just be a bunch of mechanics to you. The letter killeth. But the Spirit giveth life. But if you can read the Bible and have a revelation behind it, oh my. That's a new book to you. Well, that's how it works in your everyday life. You got to keep this faith, and you will if you're a believer. You don't want keep to sound like a bunch of works either, but you are going to be the one that eats the Word. And you will apply the Word. And it will help you in your life. Amen. But his brother Moore, you know, he'll shock a lot of people because he'll get rid of you. Amen. But in the spirit of what Brother Moore says, if you're just coming to church and you ain't applying, you're really wasting your time. Because he's going to get paid. But he's right, you're really yours. Because you're going to call him up and not listen, you're wasting his time. You don't come to church and ask for help. Not, you know, that's to all of us. I'm preaching myself up here, people.
Amen.
I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. You know, I was looking up the chronology of these writings because in Philippians he says he was still pressing towards the mark. And so it so happened that Philippians was written before 2 Timothy, just so you know. It makes sense, doesn't it? Because here he kind of knew he finished his course. But in the other one, a little bit before, he said, I press towards the mark of the high calling.
Yeah. Right.
So don't quit until your course is over.
Right.
Don't stop now.
Amen.
We're still pressing. And you know, press is a little bit of like it's going to feel something as pressure.
Sure.
But press also just has the meaning of moving something. Because
yeah.
That pressure will cause that force. It'll move something, you know.
Yeah.
It takes an effort.
Amen.
That's what a Christian walk's all about.
Amen.
And I'm going to go through a few simple pointers with you tonight. It ain't always cake and ice cream. Matter of fact, it probably isn't hardly ever cake and ice cream. You know, what I mean by that statement is a little bit like what Brother Morris said Sunday. You come to church long enough to hear about grace of God, and you can take your loved ones, and you're predestinated. And you walk out before you hear the, hey, it might hurt you a little bit. Take up your cross and follow me. As Jesus said to do, you know? Because that's what a Christian walk is. You're rugged. You're not a hotbed plant. You don't have to be babied. You don't have to be pampered. You can take the word to work and come and talk to you, and you can take that thing and say, yes, Lord. You know, I've actually come to church long enough now that I have been corrected plenty of times. Corrected plenty of times. And I've had many different emotions each and every one of those times.
Amen.
There's been some times my emotions weren't nearly as rough as the other times.
Right.
But I've had some times where it was a little easier to take, and some times when it was my flesh and my emotions, it was tough to take. I think we're all honest, we've been there. I've had my name called out. I've been not gently corrected.
Yeah.
And I've been spanked pretty hard.
Yes, sir.
It's been the wide range. And you know what? A Christian walk, every Christian that comes to church, that's going to happen to you.
Amen.
It's the house of correction.
Yeah.
Paul, who was a prophet, and we know he's a prophet. It's not like it's new to me, but the more I read his writings, I can see why he was a prophet. He set this whole thing in order. He let us know what we should be doing.
Yeah.
I think I need to find an answer. The answer's here, people.
Yes, it
really is.
Yeah.
We make it harder than it needs to be.
Amen.
What? How should I live? It's just right here. And I ain't trying to say we're all going to live the same. I'm just trying to make it simple for you.
Amen.
It ain't that hard on one side of the coin. It really isn't. It's all right here. But Paul said, if you can't take rebuke, you're a bastard child.
Yeah.
You're not even a son.
Yeah.
I'm here to talk to you about the Christian walk a little bit. You're going to get corrected.
Amen.
And you're going to need correction.
Yeah.
We all have a boss, so to speak.
Yeah.
We all have somebody that's in front of us, showing us the way, teaching us the way. We don't get away with things.
No.
You know, our prophet, William Branham, didn't get away with things.
No.
He was sitting in that bar or that restaurant that time,
yeah,
seeing that woman drink and do the things she was doing, and he had that legalistic spirit,
right,
and he was judging her.
Amen.
And you know what? He had a boss.
Yeah.
Here comes Jesus.
Yeah.
It was Jesus.
Yeah.
He walked across his path with a big old bag on his back.
Yeah.
And Brother Branham said, "Oh my, is that the sins of the world?" And you know what? His boss told him, "No, just yours."
Amen.
He didn't let the prophet get away with nothing.
No.
A Christian will get corrected. It's just how it works. Because we're human and we need corrected.
Amen.
That's how it works.
Amen.
So don't let, if that shakes you. I don't know how to get to a good fight yet. We're still talking about keeping the faith a little bit.
Yeah.
We're down here at the foundation a little bit.
Yeah.
Get down here in faith. You got to really have a real new birth. You got to really believe it.
Yeah.
You got to really apply it. You got to really keep it.
Amen.
Because you are going to get shook sometimes.
Yes, you are.
The devil is going to come and say, "Why is he getting me and not them? Or why has he got to deal with me? I've tried to do everything right. I've always been sincere. And the one time I mess up, I got to get caught out. You better be strong." Listen, and that's really just ABC stuff, to be honest with you.
Yeah, yeah.
But you better be at least strong enough to take a rebuke.
Amen.
And it ain't always even a purpose for you. You just come hear the word. And the word is sharp.
Amen.
It cuts us through the flesh and the spirit. It gets all the way through the soul. It can take care of all three rims.
Amen.
It knows when it needs to deal with your flesh a little bit and tell it to get in action. But it all the time is preaching to that soul.
Amen.
Knows the soul is perfect.
Yeah, that's right.
It says, keep that flesh in line a little bit.
Amen.
I don't want you doing that. That's part of a Christian walk, Brother Moore. That's part of keeping that faith, guarding it, preserving it. It says, "I fought a good fight." You know what Paul's really telling you there? You're going to fight. You know, as we've said many times here, we get born again and you would almost think, well, I've got it made. And on one side of the coin, you do got it made. Your sign's still delivered. We know that. But the point being is, as long as you're living and you got breath in you, you know what you're going to be doing? His will. You're going to be fighting a little bit. Even when they got over the promised land, they fought. That's really when the fighting started, to be honest with you. Over all the other times, they're just circling around the wilderness and trying to find God. The real fight started over on the other side there. But point being, just because you're born again doesn't mean that you're not going to fight. And the devil's not going to bother you. The devil is going to pester you. And it's even like Brother Alex sometimes it's not even just the devil's fault. God's like, "Let's go try it. Let's go have put a test on him. Let's try a little trial here." But that's why you got to put on that whole armor of God. That's why you got to put on that shield of faith. You got to put on that helmet of salvation. That's why you got to use that sword of the Spirit. Paul didn't dress you like that just to stand there and look good. He knew you were going to fight. He said, "We wrestle not with flesh and blood. We wrestle with principalities and demons and powers." This is the most neurotic age we got. It's demonic. Demons all over the place. But I'm here to tell you, the word tells me I got more than enough, and I'm more than a conqueror to overcome every bit of that. I'm not afraid of the devil in any one of those things. And I've had some of these demons in my 30 plus years of walking take me down a bad road. But every time I did that, I'm still here tonight. Even when it looked like I was losing, I won. That's the thing I'm trying to get to. I'm not telling you it's always going to be easy and you're always going to feel so great, but you got something inside of you that can overcome the devil every time. Oh, he'll help you through, Brother Rocky. Psalms 27 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell." Now, David was talking about natural enemies. But I apply this to these 200 million demons after me. They can circle me, but they stumble and they fall. The host should encamp against me. My heart shall not fear. The war should rise against me, and this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after. Let me read this one to you. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Dave's trying to give you some pointers. Why he's winning is he's about God. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee.
Amen. That's right.
See, this has been one of my scriptures I've kept. You talk about keeping scripture. I read this one every once in a while to remind the devil I know who I am.
Amen.
You might be after me, but I'm going to win.
Because
I'm like David. I want to be where God is. All the days of my life to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. And he shall set me upon a rock. Oh, that means a lot to me. You know what he's giving you is the word. He's hiding you in his word. He's setting you up on the rock of waters, revelation of the word. That's what David's trying to say. I'm going to get to the house of the Lord, dwell there all the days of my life, and he will hide me by his word and set me up on a revelation that I can overcome the devil every day of my life. Oh, I'm like Paul. I fought a good fight. I'm not losing. I'm winning. And I am going to finish my course. And right now, I'm pressing towards the mark. That's what a Christian walk is. It's what we do every day. Keep the faith. Fight a good fight. Press towards the mark until one day we have finished our course. And we are going to finish our course. That's everyday living for a Christian. There's not a day you won't have to fight the devil as long as we're on this side. There's not a day you won't have to keep the faith as long as we're on this side.
Amen.
Not a day you won't press towards the mark as long as you're on this side.
Amen.
And this is the last verse. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore, I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Oh, I was doing that tonight. Oh, the blood shall never lose its power. Oh, I was singing with joy tonight. That scripture happens to me quite a bit. I got the devil all around me. I got demons all kinds of after me. But I've been hidden in his word. I'm protected. I have the armor of God on. I got the rock of a revelation about me to where I can defeat the devil and overcome and fight and beat him every time to where proof of the pudding is I come right in here.
Amen.
No matter what it looks like. Praising the God. When I'm going through the hardest trial, I'm right here praising God. When I didn't think I could make it, I was right here in the house of the Lord. I've told you before, I'll tell you again because it's real to me. I've been down before and come right in here and preach and got out of the way because I knew it wasn't me anyhow in my worst state. But what that's about is keeping the faith and fighting a good fight. God's worthy of our praise. And it makes the devil mad. When we're like Job, you speak as a foolish woman. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. But blessed be the name of the Lord. In the middle of my trial. In the middle of losing mom and dad. In the middle of losing friends. In the middle of feeling like you're all by yourself. In the middle of looking for a spouse. In the middle of looking for a job. In the middle of wondering if I could pay the bills. In the middle of all these things that might get us down. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'll put my trust in the Lord. One thing will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I will sing praises to him and bring sacrifices to him. Oh, that's what sometimes I've always said, no matter how bad I've been, I might not, if I can't talk because I ain't lived it, one thing I can still do, raise the hand. I might be that bad boy that day. Doesn't make God not worthy of my praise. Doesn't mean I can't still raise my hand. Doesn't mean I can't say amen. Even when I'm guilty of what he's preaching on, I can still say amen. Amen. I can still raise my hand.
Yeah.
Well, even when I'm the one that he's hitting on,
yeah,
I can still say amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
You're worthy of the praise.
Right.
You're the one that paid the price.
Yeah.
Thank God I can't live good enough to make him, bad enough to miss it. Thank God that despite my problem right now, you've made a way.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, that gets me excited.
Amen.
You know, David is a good example to all of us, because he had some ups and downs, people. Psalms 51, he says, Lord, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. Now, you know what Brother Branham said? It didn't say that he didn't, that he wasn't saved. He was always saved. He just lost his joy of his salvation. He didn't lose his salvation. He lost his joy of his salvation. Oh, no matter how bad it gets. This Brother Moore is telling us the truth. He's telling you Sunday. He said, are you going through something or are you going through a hard time? He wasn't always saying, just let me hear about God. Let me hear about God. Let me hear about God. I can't wait till you tell me another scripture. No. Your flesh is like, I don't want to hear that right now. I want to mourn. I want to cry. I want to feel sorry for myself.
Right.
I've been there.
Yeah.
David's been there.
Yeah.
David was there.
Yeah.
And you know what David had to say? Lord, restore unto me.
Yes.
Not my salvation. I'm still saved.
Yeah.
But restore unto me the joy of my salvation. Oh, I don't want to endure this thing. I want to enjoy this thing. I want this to be a good walk, a fun walk, a loving walk. I want to enjoy my walk. Oh, you get in the middle of that trial and you get down. Just remember what David said. Don't give up. Lord, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. I want the day again when I'm coming back in here running the church with everybody else.
Amen.
You know what God might tell you to do? He'll come in here and say, even if you don't feel like it, sing. Even when you don't feel like it, testify.
Amen.
Don't give the devil any credit. See, that's been a prescription for me before. Oh, even when you don't feel like it, get in here and sing. Even when you think you're down, tell him you're happy. Because the devil's a liar anyhow. I'm not talking about psychology here. I'm talking about the devil's a liar and his word is true. And the devil tells you you're sad, you tell him you're happy. Because it has to be a lie coming from the devil. That might be the prescription. Even in your worst state, come in here and praise God. Talk about his goodness. Talk about how much you love him. Talk about how much you're not depressed. Talk about how much he's healed you. Tell you can't wait till you feel better. That you know God's going to make you happy again.
Yeah.
That's what God told me before.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And I'm here tonight.
Works,
I ain't saying restore joy to me tonight. I got joy, joy, joy.
Yeah.
Down deep in my heart.
Yeah.
This joy I got, the world didn't give it to me. But you know what? I can't say that tonight because it's been easy. I've had to fight for that joy. I've had to keep the faith for that joy. I've had to come to church when I didn't want to come to church for that joy. I amen the word when it didn't feel good for that joy. I went through trials that made me stronger. See, the thing about it is, I told you some of my trials. I look back at 16 now. I would laugh at that if that happened now. Now then it was real. See, that's how God does. The trial is real to whoever he's going through. I don't care if it's hard. See, some people hear suffering and we think, oh, I got to suffer like Jesus. Now, your trials are a trial. God knows what you need to go through. And it might be completely different than what even bothers me. But your trial will be real to you. Your test will be real to you. That's how it works. But it does make you stronger. That's why, as Brother Moore said, the elders around here, these old timers, you ain't going to get them off course. That Christian walk, they're right on course. They're right on mark. They're waiting to see, where's that finish mark at? I've made it this far. I ain't going to turn back now. Because you know what? They've seen the God bring them through the lion. They've seen God bring them through the bear. Then they took down Goliath. And say, what else do you got? That's what Caleb did. I fought here. I fought here. I've seen God do this. I've holy followed him. And if I got to fight some more, I got that too. But give me my mountain. That's what's pressing towards the mark's all about. That's what's fighting a good fight's all about. That's what's keeping the faith is all about. That's what every believer will do is those three things.
Right.
It's how it works.
Yeah.
Now this, the Holy Ghost is still the same, believe in the word of God. But when you get new birth, you know what a believer will do? Keep the faith.
Amen.
Fight a good fight.
Amen.
Finish your course.
Amen.
Press towards the mark.
Yeah.
None of us escape it. But you know, on one side of it, this is the best walk you can have.
Right.
You know, I can talk about both sides of this.
Yeah.
I'm trying to explain to you, it ain't a cakewalking sense that you got demons after you.
Right.
You got the devil after you. You even got God sometimes going to put you through a test.
Right.
All those things, you're going to get corrected. You're going to have some hard times.
Amen.
You got to take the word and apply it to your life and overcome the devil.
Amen.
Then on the flip side of it, I wouldn't trade anything for my journey.
No.
Do I have to face this world without the word of God?
Uh-huh.
This is the easiest, best walk I can have.
Yeah.
This brings peace, brings joy,
yeah.
brings rest,
yeah.
brings understanding, lets me know who I am. He helps me along the way,
yeah.
gives me everything I need.
Yeah.
It's hard and easy at the same time.
Yeah.
It depends how you ask the question.
Yeah.
If you're going through a trial, I'll probably have to tell you, stand up. Get with it.
Yeah.
Fight a good fight.
Yeah.
You come in here whining, complaining. Oh, I've had a hard day. The devil's just got me. I'm going to tell you this, though. You got it.
Yeah.
You got too much word
yeah.
to forgive in to the devil.
Amen.
Just depends how you approach God. It's both things. This is the best walk I've had.
Yeah.
This is the best thing that's happened in my life. This is the greatest thing that's happened to me. I really do have joy in this thing. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. And how great is it going to be even on the other side? I know where I'm going.
Amen.
Oh, I got something to look forward to.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying the present. I got something to look forward to.
Amen.
I got a vacation coming, so to speak.
Yeah.
I got something that this fight's worth.
Yeah.
Heaven's cheap at any price. I can stand on my head the rest of the way if I got to. Because I got something I'm looking forward to. I got a change of the body coming. I got where I'm going to be right in all three rims. I got where the devil won't have access to me. One day he's going to be gone. And I'm going to still be here. Perfect in all three rims. I'm happy now and I got something to look forward to. Oh, that's a good place to be, Brother Desco. That's a good place to be. When you got joy right now. You know, it says everybody will be happy over there. That's true. But you can be happy right here, right now. You can enjoy God right now. You can praise Him right now. You can bring Him your burdens right now. You can lay it down right now. Brother Schultz just say, if it's too heavy on you, just come give it to me. You can come give it to God right now. If it's too heavy on you, come give it to God. Give it to your pastor. Just give it to the Word. Let it have it. Say, the Word's got this covered.
That's right.
God's going to get me through.
Amen.
Pastor's going to give me the answer.
Right.
I got it made. Just lay it down. Trust God.
Amen.
You can have that joy and walk and rest right now.
Yeah.
You don't have to wait. Just die to your thinking.
Yeah.
Don't stumble around. Just go ahead and drop down and die.
Amen.
And give to God. And you can have that joy right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Yes.
I've found humans don't stick around too many times when they don't enjoy something. But you know, when you enjoy something, it's hard to keep a human from it.
I know.
It is the truth. Now, a believer, when they're going through something and they've lost a little bit of that joy or whatever you want to call it down, they got something on the inside greater than he that's on the outside. They keep applying that word. Keep fighting that good fight. Keep overcoming.
It's a good fight.
A good fighter loves a good fight. He looks forward to it. You know, you are right, because I've always said this, you know, a good fighter looks for a fight. There's something about them. They're just ready. You know, in the natural, I ain't really a fighter. That's not my nature. It's natural to be a fighter. I always tell this story. I was in this neighborhood one time jogging. Somebody started picking at me. So I just go, and I thought, I'm just going to get James. James is looking for a fight. That's kind of how he is, just so you know. And if you don't know James, I'll just tell you a story. I've told the story before. James is sleeping. And anybody knows James, when he's sleeping, he sleeps. He ain't waking up. Not at the drop of a hat, I'm just going to tell you. It's going to take a lot more than a little coin falling on the ground to wake up James. But when I told him that what happened to me, I ain't never seen him get up so fast and run. And I told you, he outran me. He went looking. Basically said, tell me where it's at. Just send me the way. See, I got good friends, people.
Amen.
I do mean that. See, it's good to get some good friends.
That's right.
I'm just going to talk from my. I'm going to talk to you where I'm at, because I hope you can get what I got. But I got good friends, and I think it's good to have them. And I watch people try to act like they got good friends, and I can see right away that they don't got friends like I got, as I know what a good friend is. I got people that'll be there for me. Be there for me when you wouldn't want to be there for me. And I'm going to be there for them when then you don't want to be there for them. I got some real friends, and it's good to get that. That's why even David said that he's talking about that friendship with Jonathan, how great it was. Because you can get some people to help you along the way. It is a good thing. On one side, this thing's personal, but on the other side, I thank God for my friends. I thank God for my helps. Even my wife gets jealous sometimes about how good my friends are. She tells me how good they are. I was like, you don't tell me too much. I'm pretty good too. Courtney better be telling James. No. I'm kidding, by the way. But I got good friends, is all I'm saying. But you're right, Brother Destin is a fighter, a real fighter. They go looking for a fight. And as a Christian, it's fighting a good fight. I ain't afraid of the devil. That's what Brother Alex was saying last week. But you don't want none of these hands, you know. He's better tremble when I'm coming around. And that's how a true, strong Christian feels every single time. But you are going to keep this faith. You are going to have to press a little bit. You are going to have to push a little bit. You're going to keep this thing and preserve this thing. You're going to grow and get stronger by eating this word. You ain't helping yourself if you don't come to church and you don't hear this word. This word is what's strong. This is the word. Brother Bram said all those armor is supernatural. It comes by faith. And faith comes by hearing the word. And hearing comes by preaching. You need it whether you want it or not.
Right.
But Moore went through that pretty strong Sunday. It ain't just Dr. Brother Branham. You need a fivefold ministry.
Yes.
We all do. Every last one of us. Now, I have a quote I want to read. I've read it before. I'm getting tired now. It's called Victory Day. Brother Branham says, God has counted you worthy when you have a test. Now, don't fail this to get this. When you have a trial or a test, it shows the grace of God has found you. You have found favor with God, and God believes that you'll stand the test. You remember he did the same thing by Job. Satan said, "Oh yes, I've seen Job down there." Said he's not. God said he's a perfect servant. There's none on earth like him. There's nobody like Job. He's a perfect man. He's my pride and joy. Satan said, oh, sure, he gets everything he asked for. Said, let me have him once. And said, I'll make him curse you to your very face. Said, I'll just make him curse you. God said, he's in your hands, but don't take his life. Right. See, you know the devil has to have permission to even be able to deal with you. Think about that, y'all. And he can't touch your life. Can't touch your soul. See, God had confidence in Job, amen. When it looks like everything has gone wrong, because sometimes it does look like that. We all can put our own circumstance in that. God is giving you a trial. He's got confidence in you. He don't have to baby you around. You're not a hotbed plant, a hybrid. You're a real Christian. God is giving you a test to see what you'll do about it. Amen. No wonder Peter said these fiery trials, why count it a joy? It's more precious to you than gold. And many times we hem and haw. Oh, well, that's something God gave you to overcome. He knows you'll do it. He's put his trust in you. You know, Brother Moore was talking about these things on Sunday. That's why I was looking up this quote. You are... sometimes going to go through trial. You are going to go through molten season. But it's not, you, and in that time, it's a hard time, and it ain't always feeling good. But you are the ones got to choose. You got to take this word that God's given you, and you got to apply it to your life.
Amen.
That's the time to get around the body that much more.
Right.
That's the time to get around the church that much more.
Yes.
That's the time to get word that much more.
Yes.
As much as you can get.
Amen.
That's a dark, low time. Job, I always think about Job, but Lord help me, never had to go through what Job went through. That was pretty, that was tough. But you know, Job stood that test. He got double back, but he stood that test. That was not, that couldn't have been easy on old Job. That was pretty hard, but you know what? He stood true to God's word, believed his word, kept the faith. And I'm just here to tell you, you're going to go through trials. And probably more than one if you're alive long enough. It happens, y'all. And so, you know, you've got to take the word and apply it. Use these tools. Use that armor. Use this word. It all goes back to the word, truthfully. And wear the devil out with it. And when you're at your lowest, get around the word. Get around God. And a real believer will. Because God's put confidence in you. And he knows you're going to come through. This is what a Christian walk is, people. Oh, you know how much joy we have coming to church and hearing this word and how much we're rejoicing and running around and listening, praising God, saying amen, getting sensations, feeling the anointing. This is a good place to be.
Amen.
You know that's true.
I know that.
But I'm here to tell you the Christian walk, there's going to be some times that don't feel so good and feel so hot and you're going to go through a trial. Keep the faith.
Yes.
Fight a good fight.
Yes.
Press towards the mark. And I don't say that like, A real believer will, is all I'm going to say. I'm not trying to scare you. A real believer will, but that's what you got to do. It's your choice. You got to apply it. You got to eat it. You got to get around the word. You got to get around something that's going to pick you up. You need other eagles to drop you that meat. Don't separate then. That's the time to get around God that much more. And when the devil's talking to you, send him on his way as fast as you can. I remember Brother Chose one time. When the church split first started happening, not my church split, you guys had other church splits. See, church splits is hard on people. A church split can't sometimes just be one person, just so you know. You know, you think a church split is 20 people? Church split can't be one person to some people. A church split could be one person leaving in here and it rock your world because that was your closest person. So a church split means a lot of things. You think it has to just mean 20 people? It don't have to mean 20 people. It don't have to mean 50%. It can just be one person leaving this church and it's a split.
That's right.
Every time. But I was going through my first church split. Because now I've seen many after. Because I've seen other people leave. And you know, I'm down the road a little bit. They don't impact me like they used to. But that person, it hurt. And I remember that devil would come and want to talk to me. Through people, by the way. And want to tell me everything about this church I stayed at. And my intent was good. I thought I had to try to help them. I was going to tell them the truth. I was going to listen and try to comfort them through it. You know what God told me? Don't even hear them. Shut them up. Tell them you don't even want to hear what they got to say. I ain't got time for your junk. Because it's going to hurt you more than you're going to be able to help them. Because at that point, they have already chose to leave God. And if your pastor couldn't help them, you can't help them. I don't care how much word you give them. You can't help that person that left. They passed you already, passed your pastor and left and decided they didn't want to hear from God. So what the best answer for you is don't tell them you don't even want to hear it. Now, I got the same answer was love them. Be friends with them. Respect them. And you know what? I started applying that. That made my life a lot better, Brother Moore. I stopped working so much. I stopped trying to help. Of course, my prayer was they come back. But you know what? 20 years later, guess what? I didn't have to say a word to them in that once. I just lived life. You just live your life. Let your life's light so shine. Let them see your consistency come to church. Let them see you not leaving. Let them see you put God first. Let them see you so sure of yourself. Oh, I didn't have to fight and convince. I knew who I was. And there was nothing they could see real quick that there was nothing going to shake me.
No,
I was solid. What do you mean leave church? They ain't leaving church. And I've been here ever since. And I stopped preaching to them and trying to help them. And for some reason, they're back. And I don't care how long it takes. God knows how to help. And it'll be on his time. But I'm here to tell you, the minute they leave, they've already made that decision. And if your pastor can't help him, you can't help him.
Right.
And so when I tell you shove, I don't mean it sounds mean, it does. I'm just trying to tell you, all the devil, you're trying to help the devil and you can't help the devil. And the devil's going to keep trying to lie to you and tell you all kinds of lies. And it's going to mess with your mind. And you're going to be trying to work to help him.
Right.
And before you know, you're going to get weak.
Because
you're going to listen to enough junk. And you're better off just to shut up the junk.
Amen.
I don't care what people let this church think about me.
Right.
They ain't in my shoes.
Amen.
They can say anything they want. Doesn't mean it's true. That's what I've learned anyhow. What they say, they don't even know the story.
Right.
They didn't live in my shoes.
Right.
It's a telephone game. By the time they get it and come back to me, whether they heard it a completely different, disconsorted story anyhow.
Right.
It's not even the reality of what it was.
Amen.
And they misunderstand God, and they don't want God anyhow right then and there. You're better off just saying, I don't want to hear it.
Amen.
What I want to hear is the Word of God.
That's it.
We can go have a good time. You want to play some basketball? Let's go play some basketball.
Yeah.
You want to play some golf? Let's go play some golf. You want to go out for dinner? Let's go out for dinner.
Right.
But I don't want to hear the junk.
Right.
But it helped me a lot.
Amen.
And I'm just talking from experience.
Amen.
But keep the faith, fight a good fight, finish your course. That's what a Christian does.
Amen.
That's what a Christian walk's all about.
Amen.
God bless you. Come on, Pastor.
Amen.
Bless you.
Really interesting, because people would think the Christian walk is just coming to church and learning the word and shouting and jumping. You ain't done nothing. It's after you walk out the door, when you confront it with the world, when you confront it with when you, because Satan's going to come after you. He's going to come after because you're the you're the ones that he's after. He's not after the world. He's after you. And he'll come and he'll do what he can because he's trying to mess up your Christian walk. Your Christian walk consists of you being a lover of the word, being consistent, stand with the word no matter what. And I mean no matter what. Because, you know, people will try to, when a person leaves a church, they got to justify themselves. So they always talk down everybody else. And the pastor's the last one they shoot on the way out. But I remember Brother Parnell standing there with Brother Larry Jones Jr. standing up there, and Larry Jones had this new revelation that he was going to get to the church. And Brother Childers asking where he got it from, and Larry didn't want to say he got it from him, so he had this new revelation. So after his church was over, Parnell was standing there with Larry, and they were talking. And I walked up to Parnell and said, Parnell, I said, Brother Childers can't help him. You're not going to be able to help him. Just leave it alone. Because they already got their mind made up. You know, and when you get your mind made up, there's nobody can help you undo what you've got done in here. Because you've sold out to the world, to Satan, to something. And you replace God on the throne with something else, something more important. And then their whole life cascades and goes another whole direction away from the word. And that's, I always tell you, anything that takes you away from the word of God, a Christian's walk will walk you right to the word every time, right to the word. And you're not going to have everything go your way. You're going to have ups and downs. You're going to have days you don't feel the best. And you're going to, do you think that I always come in here winning every battle? Thank you, Don. I'm glad you got that confidence. I have good days. I've had bad days. I have ups and I've had downs like everybody else. But you know what? That's not my Christian walk. My Christian walk is coming to the house of God, hearing the word of God, and letting that word of God make me into who I need to be. That's where your Christian walk comes in. And that Christian, he loves the word of God. When nothing else works for me, the word of God always turns me on. Now, I can be as tired as I can want to be coming in here, and just get the music going and get the atmosphere right and get the word flowing. And I'm sitting here hollering like I never had no problems at all. But that's because we love the word of God. And that's the most important thing in our lives. I was thinking when he was talking about best friends, I was thinking when I came to the message, I just thought about this tonight. I said, when I come to the message, I lost everything. I really did. My family didn't understand me. My best friend, who I went to school with, they didn't understand me. He couldn't believe that I got out of ROTC and was going to church and serving God. All the people that I knew sort of thought I was off. I really did. I started thinking, I didn't think about it till tonight. I thought, I really did lose everything when I come to this message. I had to get new best friends and new everything under this. I didn't meet John until I got to the message, and we become friends. And then I started thinking, I said, well, all of my friends that I really have are here. I have a lot of acquaintances, and I got a lot of people I run across. But when you walk a Christian walk, your Christian walk's going to be a lonely walk, because people are going to come and go. People are going to go in and out. But the thing about you that's different than the rest of the world is that you're going to stay because this is where the Word is, and it's the most important thing in your life. And that's what's helped me. I think I was telling Isaiah today, I said, I'm a pastor for 27 years because I was so smart and knew what I was doing. It's because it's God. You know, we haven't stayed in this church because we're so smart. When we had our church split and they said Brother Childers was going to be voted out and all that, and I come to church that Sunday morning, I didn't know who I was going to vote for. I'd never voted before in my life. Didn't know how to vote. Didn't know who I was going to vote for. Didn't know none of all this stuff. And Brother Childers just walked in the door, and I said, then I said, there's my pastor. I don't care what they say. That's my pastor. And so you don't have all, and you don't always have all the answers. But when you stay where the Word is, your Christian walk will walk you through every trial. When you think you're going to even walk away, your Christian walk will walk you right back to the Word. So I thank God for that walk. It's what makes me happy. It's what gives me joy. It's what gives me peace. It's what gives me hope. You know, that's what this is about. All those other things that are, those are just, like you said, Jeremiah, they're just demons that attack us. But you got to take it in for yourself. You can't expect somebody to drag you through this. I can't drag you through your trial. I got my own, you know, I've got my, like I said, I got my own area that I'm watching, my own field of fire. I can't watch over for you. I got to watch over my own area, field of fire, and I got to take care of that. And if you start dropping back, you need to take inventory. Yeah. You know, if I start slacking off a church, ask yourself, what's going on with me?
Yeah.
If I start getting quiet, think about the last time you testified. You see, y'all thought I was going to wait till December to say that. Think about the last time you testified, and you think, I haven't said nothing in 2 months. Why? Has God not done nothing for you in 2 months? Has God give up on you? I like what the brother said Wednesday, Brother Alex. He said, God actually picked the fight with Satan. And I like that because that made me look at trials different. I thought, when I go through a trial, it's because God said, you know what, Satan? Do that to him and watch what he does with it. Split the church and watch where he goes. Let somebody leave and watch what he does. Make him sick. Give him COVID. And see if he curse me and die. Lose a job. See what happens. Lose a family member. See what happens. It made me look at trials a whole lot different.
Yeah.
It made me realize, well, God, you got a little bit of confidence in me. Because I have a Christian walk that's going to walk through every trial and every problem and everything, because he's already declared the end from the beginning. He already knows what I'm going to do. So he's not afraid to throw something at me. A lot of times we go through trials, and the first thing we do, why? Why me? I don't need this. Why? God hates me. No, God trusts you. He's got confidence in you. And he has shown Satan that it doesn't matter what he throws at you, you'll catch it and throw it back. You won't take down. You won't give in. You won't let the devil have it. These are trials, but we learn obedience. by these things.
Amen.
We go through trials to help others. So a Christian walk is not a walk of joy and peace and just running the aisles. This is where you get your strength so that you go out there and have a Christian walk.
Right.
You're in control of that. When the word comes forth, God's giving you everything you need. Load up tonight, people, because on Thursday, you're going to need what you got fed tonight. Because tomorrow, you got a Christian walk.
Amen.
And you say, well, I'm going through a trial right now. Well, put what you got tonight on it. If what you got tonight doesn't help you in your trial, then you hadn't been listening. You should be so turned on right now. You can't wait to get out these doors to let the devil know that, you know what, you ain't getting me, Satan. Yeah, where is that old rabbi? Where is that old devil at? He ain't got nothing on me. They snuck up in the upper room, but they didn't sneak out. Nobody saw him go in, but everybody saw him come out. Make yourself known. Let the devil know what side you're on. Don't sit all there and let him lull you to sleep, because he can lull you to sleep. You say, well, I don't feel like testifying today. Okay, then you know what happens next service? Well, I'm really not in the best mood, so I won't testify today. Okay, that's two services. The next service, well, I don't think I'm coming to church today. There's three. Then the next one, well, I haven't been here for a while, so I can't say nothing. So there's a month. Just that quick. And next thing you know, it's 6 months later, you think, I don't even feel like testifying. I don't know why they waste time with testimony service. Why don't you just get right to the word? Because, you know, we don't need all that testifying and singing and all that stuff. Next thing you know, Clary's always saying something. Then you get an attitude. Then you start picking the body apart. Then when the preacher gets up, Jeremiah, he is always, no wonder, he's all over the place. He's here and he's there. He's not like Jay, who stays back right here. Pick, pick, pick. And next thing you know, you're picking, picking. Then you start messing with the pastor. What's he with that? He ain't even no real pastor. He don't even wear no suit on Wednesday nights. And next thing you know, you're mad at everybody. And then you're like, you know what? They're not as good as I am. They're not as good as Christian as I am. I need to go and find someplace better. Then you go home, and you don't go nowhere. And you ain't nowhere better. And then you're not eating at all. See, that's the way Satan does it. When you, like I said, you take inventory. You look at yourself. Ask yourself these questions. Am I slacking on coming to church? Am I slacking on testifying? Am I slacking on getting into the body and getting into the service? Or am I hiding the crowd?
Okay. Come on. Amen.
You got to work out your own salvation, Don just said. This is a personal revelation between you and God. And if you're slacking off, you know it. Now, I might know it, but I might not say nothing. But I know what I know. The watchman on the wall knows what he knows. But I'm just saying, if you feel yourself, that old saying is so true. If you feel far away from God, who moved? Your Christian walk should get you to the house. Your Christian walk should make you an overcomer. Your Christian walk should make you overcome yourself. We have to, because we are our worst critics. We're our own worst critics. So I have to deny myself. I have to lay my own thinking down. I forget what I know. I have to forget what I know about me.
Right.
And you have to forget what you know about you. Because it's not about us, it's about him. It's not about you, it's about his word. And you're the walking, talking manifestation of the word of God. That's who we are. That's a Christian walk. Christian walk ain't sitting on these benches. Christian walk is what you do when you walk out those doors. And let him have it. He wants it. He wants to give you joy. He wants to give you peace. He wants to give you all the things that you wish you had. And I like what David said. Restore to me. You know what, the first day when you got your salvation and got saved, you know how happy you were and how free you were and weren't worried about nothing. Then you get thing called life thrown at you. And then we forget about that joy. I want the joy of the Lord. That's where my strength comes from. Come on, musician. Brother Lockett, did you say eat the book? Yes, sir. Don't forget the announcements that they made about things coming up. I'm trying to think, was there anything else? It seemed like there was something I was thinking of, but I can't remember it. But anyway. Sunday night service. Thank you. Sunday's Memorial Day weekend, so we won't have Bible study this Sunday night. Thank you. I knew there was something. So we won't have Bible study Sunday night. We'll just give you that weekend off. Don's frowning at me. but we'll be back. We'll be back. No song practice on Thursday. Come on up. Yes, ma'am, for the internet people.
Well, I wanted to get up here, you know, listening to you, and I've been on vacation, and a lot of stuff that you said while I was on vacation and the mother's thing, you know, mm-hmm. is reflected on my life. And, you know, I was talking to Kevin the other night, and we were sitting on the patio, and, you know, we were talking about our church is small and different thing. I said, because you have to be strong to be in this church.
That's right.
Your faith has to be strong.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm blessed to have Pastor Moore, you know. And I when you talk about, like, feeling sorry for yourself, I don't really get time to feel sorry for myself. I'm like, for my children are older, but they have grown people's problems, and I'm, like, the only adult they talk to. I'm being their father. Like I said, their father's not around. And, you know, I always tell myself, like, my children have hit me with some hard things on my vacation and stuff like that. And, you know, you want to feel sorry for yourself and different things, and I keep telling myself. I don't ever just say, God, help them. I always ask God to give me strength mm-hmm. because I got to carry them mm-hmm. and I got to get them through it, you know. And then when you talk about when you feel sorry for yourself, like, I got a lot of problems with my knee. Like, I can barely walk the majority of the time, which I have to have surgery. But we're trying to put it off till after the wedding because they're like, you're going to be in a walker, you're going to be in a cane. And I'm like, oh, I cannot walk down the aisle. And that might be so vain, but I'm being honest about it. So I get an injection next month, and I'm hoping it works because it's caused me a lot of problems. And I told Pastor Moore, too. I get a lot of cotton mouth because I'm a diabetic, and I was eating a Mento during service, and I broke two of my teeth. So if you see me next month, I'm going to have, like, mouth stuff done, and I'm going to be missing certain things. So I might have a mask on and, you know, like, my knee. But then I always tell myself, you know, I got a lot of problems. I got to have a lot of surgeries. But then I think, okay, like, my diabetes, that was my main obstacle to get past. I would wake up with 300s, 350. My sugar was always bad. But I finally got that under control. So I look at that as a blessing because my Amen. Knee is not going to kill me.
Right.
My teeth are not going to kill me, but mm-hmm. my diabetes can. And right. I have accomplished that. You know, I've gotten it more under control.
Amen.
And I just want to say that I am blessed to have this church. Kevin couldn't make me fall in love with my pastor or my church.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a fake person. I don't follow just what someone tells me to do or what they. I got to find out for myself.
Right.
And I know who I am. And that's why I tell my children, you better know who you are in this world because they will rip you apart. They will destroy you. You better know who you are. You better know who's there for you and who has your back. And that's how I feel about this church. Whether I have no friends or a lot of friends, I know I have the church. And I just didn't want to, I hadn't mm-hmm. been up in a while and I've been on vacation. So I just want to make sure.
Amen.
I didn't want anybody to think I forgot about the church. I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
Amen. Well, that's all right. Go ahead, man. I see you trying to get out of there.
Real quick. But I've just been thinking this week how good God has been to me. Because I listened to him when he said, move here to Dayton. And everything has just been peaceful since I've been here. And I know it's because of this word. And I just want to continue to follow the word and be here. I don't want to be somebody that sits here 20 years and still doesn't get it. I get this. I get this message. And I love looking forward to coming to church when it's open. There's no place I'd rather be. When the church is open, I want to be right here. And God has just been so good. I thought about it recently. It's been 5 years since my double knee surgery, and everything has been great. I mean, I've been blessed in that area, and I'm just a blessed sister. And I love you all. I love this church. I love this word, and I want to continue to be here.
Amen. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. That's always a good thing for me. I look forward to it. Amen. Come back on Sunday. Expecting. Amen. F. I was glad when they said unto me.